Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Masech Shabbos, we're already on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss a different type of tachshit and whether you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Kalila, a certain type of tachshit that she wraps around her forehead from ear to ear. And it's made like out of a plate of silver or gold, and it's got strands of gold on it also. It says Machlokas Amoraim, can she go out with it on Shabbos? Rishus Rabim, Rav Asar Shmuel Shari, the Aniska, if it's made out of silver or gold, Kuliyam Lo Pligi Asar. Everyone would say that it's Asar since it's very Chashuv, and we're afraid that she might take it off to show it off to her friends. Ki Pligi Da Aruksa, the Machlokas is if it's only made out of like woven material. Mar Savar Aniska Iker, Umar Savar Aruksa Iker. One opinion, Rav holds that the strands of gold that are in it are the Iker, and they were Goza that she might take it off and show it to her friends. And Shmuel holds that no, the straps are the Iker, and the woman is not going to be Machshavit, so she's not going to take it off to show it to her friends. Rav Ashi Masni Lekula, Rav Ashi taught this Machlokas in a very makel way. Da Rukasa Dukuliam Lo Pligi Dishari. The way he taught it was that if it's made with a strap, everyone holds that it's Mutter. Ki Pligi, the whole Machlokas is the Aniska, that if it's made entirely out of metal, Mar Savar, that Rav holds Dilma Shalva Machavya Va Asila Suye, she might take it off to show it to someone, then she'll come to carry it for Amos and Shus Rabim. Umar Savar, and Shmuel holds Mandarka Lamepak Bekalila, who's the woman that would go out with such an ornament, with such a piece of jewelry? Isha Chashuva, only an Isha Chashuva would, Visha Chashuva Lo Shalva Machavya, and an Isha Chashuva doesn't behave in that way to take off her jewelry and show it to her friends in public. So now the Gemara brings a raya to Rav Ashi that there's a situation where Rav would be matir a kalila. So Amar le Rav Shmuel Barav Chana le Rav Yosef, who is the Rebbe, who was his Rebbe after he got sick and he forgot his learning. Rav Yosef had gotten sick. He said, "Beferish amartelam shmeid Rav kalila shari. You told us that Rav holds that she's allowed to go out with a kalila on Shabbos. So the Chora we could ask a kasha because Rav." Asserted going out with a Kalila on Shabbos. So it must be that there's some type of Kalila that Rav assers, and another type that Rav is Matir. It must be that Rav only assers when it's made entirely of gold, and he's Matir when it's made of a strap as well, like Rav Ashi had said. So the Gemara brings a Maisa related to this. Amrle le Rav, Asa Gavar Rabba, Aricha Linahardaa. There was a guy who was very tall and was a great man in Torah that has arrived in Nahardaa, Umatale. And he has a limp, vidarash kalila shari, and he's going around teaching that a kalila is mutter to wear on Shabbos. Amar man gavaraba richa diitla Levi. So Rav thought to himself, who fits that description of a tall guy, and he's a great Talmud Chacham, and he has a terrible limp? It's Levi. So that's why Rav proved that something must have happened. Rav realized something must have happened in Eretz Yisrael, because at the time that Rebbe died, Rebbe said that Rabbi Chanin Bar Chama would be the Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and when Rebbe died, Rabbi Chanina refused to be the Rosh Yeshiva, and because of the covenant of Rabbi Afas, who was greater than him, who was older than him rather by 2.5 years, so he put Rabbi Afas in charge of the Beis Medrash, and because of that, because Rabbi Chanina was just as chashuv, he would not enter the Beis Medrash and he would stand outside, and because of his kavod, he wouldn't sit alone. Levi sat with him. So that's why Rav said that, wait a second, if Levi has abandoned his post, Shema Mina Anach Nafshed Rabbi Efes, it must be that Rabbi Efes is dead. V'yasa Rabbi Chanina Bereisha, and therefore Rabbi Chanina has become the Rosh Yeshiva. V'lo Havalei Inish Levi L'meisav Kabei, and therefore there was no one for Levi to sit with outside of the Beis Medrash anymore, and that's why Ka'asi L'hacha, that's why he has arrived over here. So the Gemara says, whoa, that's a lot of deduction. V'dim L'Anach Nafshed Rabbi Chanina, instead of saying maybe the Rosh Yeshiva died and his Chavrusa became the Rosh Yeshiva and now he had nowhere to sit, why don't you just say that his Chavrusa died? Rabbi Efes Kedekoi Koi, but Rabbi Efes was still in place, he was still the Rosh Yeshiva. V'lo Havalei Inish Levi L'meisav Gabei, and Levi just had no one to sit with because Rabbi Chanina died. V'ka'asi Lacha, and that's why he came here. Says Mar, no, because when he says Rabbi Chanina Shachiv, if Rabbi Chanina would have died and Rabbi Efes was still the Rosh Yeshiva, then he would not have come all the way here. Levi the Rabbi Efes
make of Kayafle, because Levi was kof of Rabbi Ephes. Vesu, and furthermore, it had to be that Rabbi Ephes is one that died and not Rabbi Chanina. It's Rabbi Chanina lo sagi de lo malach. It can't be that Rabbi Chanina was never destined to be the Rosh Yeshiva. The kiyava konichon nafshei de Rabbi, because when Rabbi died, Omar, Rabbi had said, Chanina ber Rabbi Chama Yosef Barosh, that he will be the Rosh Yeshiva. Uksivu bet tzadikim vatikzor mer v'yakom lach. And we know about tzadikim that when a tzadik is gozer, it happens. Darish Levi ben Arda klila shari. So Levi darshan ben Arda that a klila is mutter for a woman to wear on Shabbos. Nafik esrin va'arba klili mekula narda. So on Shabbos, 24 women came out wearing these klila min Arda. Darish Rabba baravua b'machuza klila shari. Nafku tamni sre klili mechadam avua. And when Rabba baravua made the drasha in machuza that a klila is mutter, 18 women in a single mavoi came out wearing a klila. So now the Gemara discusses a different type of tachshit, which also has two types of two forms of the tachshit, just like there is by the klila, the one that's made all of metal and the one that has a strap. Amar Rav Yudah Shmuel kimara shari. A certain type of belt is mutter to go out with on Shabbos and to Rosh Hashanah, and they would make a silver or metal plate or gold plate on it, and they would another type of, had just straps. So the machlokas to the shonos, which of these is mutter to go out with? Ikadamri daru kasa, the one that's made out of straps, is the machlokas from Rav Safra Midadava atalus musheves. And Rav Safra says that the reason that it's mutter is it's like a golden talus that you're allowed to go out with, and it's not considered a masa, which is asur min haTorah. And even though it's made for anashim chashuvim, and that's why this avnate, even though it's not, it's only for the malachim, it's considered a tachshit, and it's mutter to go out with on Shabbos. V'ikadami da'aniska, and some say that he meant the avnate that's made purely out of gold or silver. V'am Rav Safra mididava avnate shemalachim. Rav Safra said that the reason for the heter is that it's like the avnate that the malachim go out with, which is a malbush for them, it's not a masa, and for everyone else it's mutter to go out with it, because all Jews are considered b'nei malachim. So amalei Ravina Ravashi, Kamra Ilove Hamayna Mai. Is it mutter go out on Shabbos when you wrap this avnate chashuv on top of a regular avnate? So even though you're not allowed to go out with two belts, one on top of the other, because it's not the derech b'nei adam to do that, it's considered like a masa, but it could be that it's mutter because the kamra is primarily for noi and a tachshit, and the hamanyana is primarily for a malbish. So I'm lay trehim ayni kamrit. You're asking about two avnatim? It's a davar pasha that you're not allowed to do that. That's obviously a masa. So the Gemara brings another din. Amar Rav Ashi, hayru suka, a certain type of wide robe that you wrap around you. I isle mafrachiyasa, if there are straps, short straps that you would hang in order to tie shari, then it's mutter to go out with on Shabbos or Shasram, and then we're not choshesh that you might untie it or it might become untied and fall. The ilo, but if it doesn't have these rituals, aser. You're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because it might fall, and then you're going to come to carry it for Amos and Rosh Hashanah. And then the Mishnah said, "V'lo b'katala." You're not allowed to go out on Shabbos with a katala. My katala minakta pe'ere. It's a nice beged that's woven, that's decorated with gold, that's hanging on that hangs keneged the woman's lave, in order that it's like a bib almost, that the crumbs shouldn't fall on her. You know, I'll go out with her on Shabbos because she might take it off to show it off to a friend. The Mishnah also said she's not allowed to go out with nizamim. Nizamim means nizmei af. That means specifically nose rings, as opposed to any other type of ring. That's what we're talking about when we say nizamim. Okay, v'lo b'taba'as she'in alei chosam. You know, we'll stop there. We'll pick up as Ezra Shem about 6 lines from the end of the page next time. V'lo b'taba'as she'in alei chosam.